It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
After performing Boyfriend live for the first time at Lollapalooza in Chicago on Sunday, Ariana Grande partied with the guy who might be her boyfriend, Mikey Foster. Grande and others made their way from the venue to a restaurant for a surprise birthday celebration for one of her guards, and Grande and Foster were sitting next to each other during the entire dinner. Grande and Foster have known each other for a while now. He's one half of the pop duo Social House, which co-produced her songs Thank You Next and Seven Rings and opened for her on her Sweetener World Tour earlier this year. Last Friday, Grande and Social House released their joint single, Boyfriend, with Grande making out with Foster in the music video.
It's just acting, Liv. It's part of the job.
We'll
it's a tough
see.
Job.
That's what they said about Sean and Camila, and now look.
Come on, I was kidding about that. Maybe there's something with Ariana and that guy, but I feel like Sean and Camila are just pulling off an epic prank on us.
I don't think so. I think that was the plan, and then it turned into something more. But
right.
Grande and Foster have sparked romance rumors for weeks now, especially after Foster praised Grande in an Instagram caption. So I'm kind of hoping this happens because I need another Ariana Grande relationship.
You want all these relationships to work out.
I know. I'm a hopeless romantic.
Okay.
Khalid announced he will hold a benefit concert in honor of the El Paso shooting victims. The singer was born in Georgia but was raised in El Paso, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Khalid shared on Twitter that he is planning the benefit concert and all of the proceeds will go to the families affected by the shootings. A date for the concert hasn't been announced at this time. In a recent interview, Chris Hemsworth talked about how he had to tell his kids the truth about himself.
My kids, actually, the first time they saw the movies, they were like, oh my God, Papa, you can fly. You can, you know, where's the hammer and stuff? And I said, I only do it at work. I only do it at work. So they came to set one day and they're like, right, let's go. Where's all the flying and the action? And I was like, it's not real. It's not real. We're pretending. Well, I've been trying to keep it alive because it makes me look cooler in their eyes. But they're not very rapidly realizing.
I love when these celebrities, like we all think are so cool and badass, their kids are like, daddy's lame.
Yeah, exactly. Their kids still think they're lame. It does not matter who you are. Tyler Cameron, a.k.a. Tyler C., might have blown his Bachelor chances. So the host, Chris Harrison, seemingly shut down the Bachelorette Season 15 runners-up chances of being the next Bachelor after he was spotted with Gigi Hadid this weekend. Harrison told Entertainment Tonight, if Tyler is bouncing around from girl to girl and loving the life and enjoying the limelight, which, by the way, good for him, that's fine. If that's what you want to do right now, I don't blame him. He's probably enjoying life really, really well. But that's not someone we're going to want to have as our bachelor or bachelorette. So it's about sincerity. It's all about where you are in your life. And if that's where he is in his life, he's just not the guy for us. Cameron made headlines on Sunday after he was spotted with a 24-year-old supermodel in New York City. The twosome were laughing and having a great time with each other inside Dumbo House in Brooklyn. Hours later, Hadid looked very happy as she left the members-only club. And shortly after she exited, Cameron was seen getting into the same SUV, which drove the pair to Hadid's home. I am sorry, but Tyler C. is on to bigger and better things than Season 15 or whatever of The Bachelor. I mean, he is with literally one of the world's most famous people in the entire world.
For how
and a
long?
Supermodel.
For how long, Liv?
I don't know. I don't know for how long. But where there's one, there is many. If he is getting with Gigi Hadid right now, all of these celebrity girls are going to be lining up
I'm
to
calling
have
it.
Second.
One and done. Nobody wants sloppy thirds and fourths.
Oh, yes, they do. Look at John Mayer. He's made a career out of it. And we still love
are
him.
Are we comparing him to John Mayer? Did
Almost
you just do that?
Well, he could be the next one. We don't know
You're
yet.
Embarrassing yourself.
Anyways, coming up in the next Garbage an hour from now, I have new info on Taylor Swift's new album.
All right, thank you so much. Liv the Web Girl with the Garbage this morning here on Radio Now.